living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
Should we add vitamin E to the list of natural anti-inflammatories? You know, I guess it was, 2011, 2012, there was a string of studies looking at just more of the mechanism of action of vitamin E, how it was really working in the body, outside the cell, inside the cell. And some interesting findings came out of those studies, and what they were able to show was that not only was it a strong antioxidant, it also had some anti-inflammatory effects. You know, something like C-reactive protein, which is a common inflammatory protein that we measure, would decrease in these studies. But of course, that wasn't the main focus of the studies. It was looking more at the antioxidant mechanisms of vitamin E. And so no definite conclusion could be drawn on its anti-inflammatory effects. Well, until now, based on some of that earlier research, there was a few researchers out in Iran, Iraq, and some other Middle East places. They were looking at whether or not vitamin E truly had some anti-inflammatory effects. So they did what's called a meta-analysis. This is where you look back in the past at all these different studies using vitamin E, and you try to extrapolate from those studies the answer to your hypothesis that in this case vitamin E is an anti-inflammatory vitamin, not just an antioxidant. This was ended up being published in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition in just this past month, February 2015. The researchers collected 12 studies, randomized controlled trials, including close to 500 participants. So it's a nice number of studies, decent number of people. Trials were limited to those that involved supplementation with 100 international units per day or more of alpha or gamma tocopherol. Now, remember, vitamin E actually comes in a lot of different forms. There's the tocotrienols, there's the tocopherols, and then that's the two big broad groups of vitamin E. In this case, the researchers were just focusing on studies that were looking at tocopherol, alpha, and or gamma. Okay, and those are the two major forms of tocopherol. And they ultimately were just simply looking, they kept it simple, let's just look at C-reactive protein levels before and after treatment in these studies. So, 12 studies, almost 500 people, alpha and gamma tocopherol versus the level of CRP before and after the study. Nice meta-analysis here. What they uncovered when they went back and looked at these 12 studies, that there was an average reduction of almost 1 milligram per liter of C-reactive protein in the subjects receiving vitamin E supplementation. CRP levels decreased more among vitamin E supplemented subjects whose levels were less than 3 milligrams per liter at the beginning of the study in comparison to those who had higher levels. So what that means is, as a standalone, vitamin E is not going to be your go-to anti-inflammatory. If you have a lot of inflammation, there's probably some other better things you could do to bring down CRP. However, vitamin E could be used as an adjunctive therapy in combination with other anti-inflammatory. So the higher the CRP, the less the result. But it still had a reduction in inflammation, a reduction in CRP. The decrease in CRP was greater when supplementation occurred for at least 6 weeks in comparison with less than 6 weeks. And I like that because I think sometimes we study natural compounds, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, essential oils, et cetera, et cetera. I think we study them incorrectly. I think we treat them like drugs. You know, you can do an aspirin study, right? Aspirin is an anti-inflammatory, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Aspirin has some really, direct effects on a type of enzyme called cyclooxygenase, which is a pro-inflammatory enzyme. Aspirin is really good at blocking that enzyme. It gets in your system. It goes right inside the cell where the COX enzyme is and blocks it. And you can see a reduction of inflammation very quickly with something like aspirin or ibuprofen or naproxen, all these non-steroidals. But I think when we take natural compounds, and apply them in those same types of methodologies, you know, where we expect vitamin E to maybe work as fast as a chemical compound called aspirin, I think we're just setting up vitamin E to fail. And this study showed that it takes time for natural compounds to see the ultimate effect. And I think we have to start adjusting the way that we are designing these trials when it comes to studying nutrients. So that was just kind of an aside. It's an important aside because you're going to see, you know, more and more anti-supplement studies out there. And when you look at these anti-supplement studies, one of the things that they always do is they're not giving enough time for these natural compounds to work because they're assuming that they're working like these one mechanism, highly targeted drugs, and they just don't. So in this case, the vitamin E took over 6 weeks to really work. Okay? The authors, now, how is this? And so then the authors were like, okay, well, what's really going on here? How is vitamin E an anti-inflammatory? And they do believe that it has some effect on reducing the COX enzyme that I just mentioned. There's also evidence that vitamin E can suppress the activity not only of COX, but also another inflammatory enzyme called LOX, lipoxygenase. There may even be some evidence that vitamin E can activate a protein called AP1. It's called activation protein 1. When you activate AP1, it turns down the immune response. It brings down the inflammatory response. So maybe vitamin E is working through that mechanism. So bottom line is it's not well worked out yet how vitamin E is an anti-inflammatory, but it probably should be on our list. Oh, and by the way, these results were seen for both alpha tocopherol and for gamma tocopherol. The authors concluded it seems that vitamin E supplementation may be a good strategy for decreasing inflammatory conditions in people, although large, well-designed randomized controlled trials are needed to confirm these results. Yes, and I agree with that. So why am I talking about this? Well, I mean, because, you know, anti-inflammatories are a huge market in the United States. You know, millions, if not billions of dollars are spent on over-the-counter anti-inflammatory. So it's nice to know that we have some natural things that may take a little longer but don't have the side effects. And this also came up from a question from a listener. Let me read you the question, and then I'll answer the question and give you a nice list of my favorite anti-inflammatory supplements. I am doing a research paper in my biochem course on natural anti-inflammatories. This is where this came up. Can you give me some direction of where to start? BTW, by the way. My mom says you have a great show. Thanks, Justin. So obviously Justin doesn't listen to the show. His mom, I guess, convinced him to ask the question. I think, a good place to start when you're studying the inflammatory response in the body is to first describe what it is, Justin, and describe the important inflammatory enzymes that I just mentioned. These enzymes produce the inflammatory proteins that drive the immune response, cyclooxygenase and lipoxygenase, so study there a little bit. It turns out we do have a nice list of natural anti-inflammatories that can block those enzymes. I would start your paper off with a nice dissertation into omega-3 fatty acids, very important. Interestingly, there's some newer research showing that omega-3s actually are changed a little bit by these pro-inflammatory enzymes like COX and LOX, but in such a way that then there's this inhibition of those same enzymes. So the omega-3s come in, COX changes it a little bit, and then it's able to inhibit COX. So it's an interesting new finding. Curcumin from turmeric. Boswellia, Justin, I would look into that medicinal tree, Boswellia. Black cumin seed oil, theophylline from black tea, and now maybe vitamin E. So you have a nice list of natural anti-inflammatories to start with. And I guess you're not listening, though, Justin. So Justin's mom, give him that list. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.